And how you guys doing? Welcome to this edition of Motorcycle Madhouse Morning Mayhem. Hopefully you guys are having a good week. The weekend's almost here, and hopefully the weather is a lot better than it is here in Northern Illinois. Don't forget to pound rock on and also like and subscribe to the video. Today we are going to talk about some cool stuff, man. Up first, we're going to be talking about, so your club wants to put on a 1% diamond. Also, we're going to be talking a lot of history about American Flat Track. American Flat Track is one of my favorite sports. It beats that NASCAR that I used to be freaking all head over heels with, but I still support the local tracks. But with all the politics that came in the NASCAR, I'm out of that one. But Flat Track, it's a sport that goes way back. And also hill climbs, man. I love hill climbs. I'm going to have to do something on hill climbs one of these days. But we're going to be talking about the Flat Track because the sport's popularity is really coming back, man. I think one of the articles we're about to read is from 2016 to 2019, they had a fan base grow over 1,000%, which is huge. It's just a raw sport. There's no politics in it. It's raw. It's freaking. Now, those guys and gals, man, because there's a lot of gals in this stuff now, they got some skill with the motorcycle, man. Let me tell you, it is freaking amazing. They're going over 100 miles an hour, and they're just whipping around these ovals. And then, of course, you got your TT setups, and it's like, wow. That's what I'm talking about, man. That's some riding skill right there. Better than most people out there can put down. Let me tell you, you know, we try it. We probably go like 40, 50 miles an hour. No, those suckers are going over 100 miles an hour on that. But the main topic of the show. The most asked question I've had since doing this new format type of stuff, and I'll talk about biker news in a second. I was actually going to do this on a live, but I figured it'd be better for this episode, is why are you covering all these different disasters that happened in the club scene? My number one answer to that is there is some madness behind what I am doing with these series. All too often, and nowadays, this is just, it happens everywhere now. You got clubs thrown on diamonds and stuff like that. But the purpose of it, the purpose of these segments that I've covered, like the Lexenville Massacre, Shedden, is to show people that the men that were involved in these times were true 1% clubs. I often hear all the time, well, why do I have to go to a 1% club and ask for their blessing? They never did. Here's where you're ignorant, short-sighted, and just plain out dumb. Those motorcycle clubs started very early on in the 1900s. They're some of the first. They're some of the first that came out onto the scene. And I'm actually going to be doing a video on the most influential people in the club scene soon. But they had a trailblaze their way through all these landmines that were set up by the media, were set up by law enforcement. They put their bones in. That is why there's something called tradition. You go to your dominant, ask for the blessing, because they earned it. If you take a look at some of the stuff we covered about the 1970s, you know, all the other decades were pretty bad for club members, but the 70s were just extra special, let me tell you. There was a newfound drive on behalf of prosecutors to go after clubs. 1977 or 79, something like that, the government used the RICO Act for the first time against a club, and that was the Hells Angels. It was terrible times during the 70s for these clubs. Very terrible times. But one thing that they all had in common, and I don't care who you support, who you think's the best, or who you hate, the point being is these clubs stuck together. They found their way out to the other side. In the process, they lost a lot of brothers. Either by the grave or they went to prison for that patch. So it's kind of like an oxymoron when you have all these other clubs. Because a lot of people do ask me, well, why do you think this way and why do you think that way? I know it's a whole different way of thinking nowadays. I get it. I haven't evolved. It is what it is. I think that way because when you're starting out a club and you just throw something on, or you get permission from another major, which, hey, we'll cover that in a second, because that just blows my mind. You know, you go to a club that actually put in the work, that had to navigate these landmines, and then all of a sudden they give permission for somebody else to put on something that they fought for that they didn't. That just makes no damn sense to me. And it just waters down the whole damn freaking scene like that. So, and this is a big thing on the East Coast. It might be on the West Coast, but it's mostly seen out of the East Coast, where you have clubs, and I talked about this before, where they say, well, they don't talk to anybody else other than other 1%ers. So next thing you know, they give them a freaking 1% patch. And that blows their freaking head up like they're something else, like they're God's gift to the club scene. You see it all the time, man. You see it all over the internet. You see it all over freaking the social media platforms. God's gift to the MC because they got a diamond, but most of the time they won't tell you that they went to another diamond to wear that diamond, and it all gets confused. The politics is stupid, especially on the East Coast. I hate to bump on the East Coast, but that's the part of the country that it mostly happens to. Now, in the Midwest, you won't see that shit. Hell no, man. And you know what? I think that's why I love the Midwest clubs, because they hold the tradition sacred that their brothers died for, that their brothers spent time in prison for. They hold it sacred. Midwest clubs, man, I gotta say, man, are a whole different level of species, man. They believe in the tradition. They don't want it watered down. In some states in the Midwest, you only got one dominant 1%er. Or, you know, depending on what area of the state, you only got, you know, they might have one up north, one down south, and they're separated, but they don't go around handing out diamonds to other clubs. That's also a funny thing with these new diamond clubs. They, you know, in their God-given, gift to the MC scene, they go around, they talk some hardcore smack, especially about the official support clubs. Well, they're not diamonds, so why should I listen to it? You're not a diamond, man. I know a lot of support clubs that are the official ones that will run circles around these so-called 1% clubs that got their diamonds handed to them. You got to remember, official support clubs to a dominant, they are around them all the time. The only thing that really doesn't happen is they don't have to attend many of the functions because of money. And that's where it comes down to. It's not that they're any less of a man. It comes down to money situations and their home life. They can't put in the time that a dominant does, but if shit goes down, you can better believe that they're going to be out in the middle of it. So when you hear these so-called one percenters talk smack, it's like, dude, you know what? Go F yourself. Go into that freaking corner. Pull your pecker because you're making yourself look like an asshole when you think your diamond is worth something to any of the other hardcore support clubs, because your diamond ain't worth nothing because you were handed it. So let's get back to the Midwest. Midwest is a lot different. You know your dominance in the Midwest. And again, that's because they don't hand the stuff out like candy like they would on the East Coast. And I'm not going to say which clubs hand it out. And you know what? All you have to do is look around. If you know anything about the scene, look around and you'll see which dominants are handing out 1% diamonds like they're candy. It's not too hard to tell. But it is a shame, especially when they went through all the profiling, getting thrown down onto the ground, fighting. Come on, that's what some of these wars are about. Do you really think that some of these clubs that want to throw a diamond on would be able to go through wars that some of these clubs went through? No, they either be ratting or they'd be running. It's real easy to say, yeah, I'll do this and I'll do that, until it starts happening. There was some bad decades. Decades where it wasn't cool to be a biker, and it sure the hell wasn't cool to be a member of a motorcycle club, man. Let me tell you. But now you have people that ride off of those reputations. They ride off the reputation of one percenters that actually put in the work. Those one percenters, and that's the reason why everybody wanted to obtain a 1% patch or that level of dedication, is because of all the past, the reputation of those clubs. It's too bad that they're now watered down. Because as you see with this whole series that we're doing, and it is history. I had one schmuck, well, that incident happened back then. What's it mean for today? It don't mean nothing. It means a whole lot, some of these incidences. What it means is it's trying to show people that the work that these men put in to defend their club name, to defend their territory, whatever you want to call it, spilled blood. They didn't go and just jump and get on to an internet and try to give advice or speak up the diamond like it was God Almighty. They weren't handed it. They had to work for it. That's the point behind a lot of these segments I've been doing. Is you got to start distinguishing between what's real and what's not real. One thing that you'll never find is a dominant on the internet giving advice to you schmucks. They're not going to do it. You got to go in person. That's the way it works. Now, technology is a good thing, but it has been abused big time. And I think it's being abused by every damn club that's starting up that thinks they can just throw on your patches without going to the men who went through terrible times, man. Terrible times. Could you imagine going to funerals every year, a couple of them a year, because of how bad it was getting on the streets? You really don't have to worry about that now. What you got to worry about now when you go to funerals is somebody freaking got in a motorcycle accident. But rarely is it a couple time a year because of a fight that broke out between clubs. They don't know what that means. They don't know how it felt. And that's why I really concentrate a lot of my efforts around the 1970s, early 80s, because a lot of that stuff popped off during those decades. There's other times that it did. The 90s were terrible. You had wars going on in the United States. You had wars going up to Canada. You had the Great Nordic Biker War over there in Europe. It was hard times, man. It was, you know, you walk out to your car or something, you're worried about a damn bomb going off. They don't have to worry about that today. And they especially don't worry if they were handed a diamond. And now all of a sudden they know everything and anything about what's going on. They don't know shit. Because they never had to live it. The same ones that beef on support clubs, they don't know dick about the support clubs. They're right in there in the line of fire too. Men are men. But when you start saying, you know, a club that's only been around maybe 4 or 5 years, well, we're a diamond. We don't have to do, you know, we can tell you what's up. You shouldn't be talking about, you shouldn't be talking about shit because you don't know shit. You don't know what those men had to go through to get them diamonds. That's why, you know what, it kind of drives me crazy. When it's all over the internet, depending on what platform you're on, you'll see different people talking about this kind of shit. And it's like, really, when you dive deeper into them, and it's like, you know what, you're just freaking spewing shit that everybody else has been spewing, or you've been going to the media and spewing, you know, their viewpoints, which, hey, whatever, man, you know, it is what it is, do what you gotta do. But don't sit there and try to say, well, you know, a diamond can only talk about diamond stuff. Well, if that's the case, then there's only maybe 10, 15 clubs that should be talking about it. Because God knows a lot of people don't recognize these new 1% stuff. Actually, it's laughed at. But they can't get their ego down to understand that. Again, it's different in all type of different sets, man. You know, I get that. You know, mostly I talk about what's on the white set. Maybe I'll start covering some history about the black set stuff. But something like that, I think BD should cover. Because he knows all of that stuff. I don't know about it. You know, what I research is what I know and what I can present. And that brings me to the biker news. We're known for it, yes. But as the show has evolved, I said to myself, I want to start talking about stuff I like. Yeah, it's great informing people. Hey, we got HarleyLiberty.com. You guys can go over there anytime you want and see what's happening in the scene. Everybody knows this is the first segment of Motorcycle Madhouse Radio. Or Motorcycle Madhouse Morning Mayhem, my fault. After this segment, or after this video, if this is the only thing you do, is we go over to MotorcycleMadhouseRadio.com. That's when I bring China Doll in. And we have a good old time. It's not real biker related at that point. It's a comedy type of deal. Talk a lot of sex stuff. Talk about a lot of freaky shit. But what I wanted to do during the first segment is get off just biker news, man. Yeah, you know what? I'll cover some of the important stuff. But don't you think history and different coverages of rallies, moto vlogging is a lot more upbeat and a lot more interesting than just plain biker news. I believe so. I love biker news. Don't, you know what? I think one of the reasons why we did the biker news is not only to inform people, but there was a lot of trailblazers ahead of us that were real serious about it to let people know what was happening in the scene. That's one of the reasons why we wanted to amplify that. And again, you might see me doing some of that stuff during a segment, but it's not going to be the main focus. The main focus has to be about the entire scene as a whole, meaning your clubs, your bikes, everything, man, flat track and hill climbs, moto vlog, because you know what? Last year really screwed up everything because we had a couple rallies planned that we wanted to go to and then that COVID shit hit. But now, you know, I'm double vaccine, man, and I'm going to some damn rallies this year and getting some good freaking film out of the deal and putting together a couple good videos for you guys. So don't think we abandoned it. I just think I don't want to put that much emphasis on it anymore, as far as the show is concerned. So hopefully that don't piss you guys off. But you know what? I've been getting a lot of good feedback about the stuff that we're doing now, which is cool. Now, some might get pissed off and say, well, you're covering, ancient history. And it is ancient history, but it is history. There's a lot of people that don't know their history when it comes to this scene. One of the guys I really loved, I loved them to death, was Good Time Charlie out of BIC Radio. He's one of the reasons why I got started in radio. But the knowledge of history that he had regarding this scene was unmatched by anybody. Nobody could touch him when it came to history of this scene. So that's why I think it's important to follow what I like doing and what I'm interested in doing. And I'm going to take you along for the ride. So next time you see a comment in a comment section on YouTube or another platform, you can say, you know what? We needed to know that. These new guys needed to hear about some of these incidences because they need to know who the true 1% clubs are. They need to know that there's only maybe 10 or 15 truly freaking 1% clubs out there. They need to know that anybody that puts on a diamond ain't always a diamond. So they need to know the history of it. So hopefully that answers some questions for you about what kind of direction I want the YouTube channel to go in. Everybody knows about MotorcycleMadhouseRadio.com. That is our rock station. That's WMMRDB. And that happens immediately after the show, and that's the fun segment. And then I got Rocking with Hollywood on Thursdays at 7 p.m. where I get real stupid. But where it comes to this segment, I think it's time to take it to where it needs to go, where it's going to be raw, where it's going to be informative, and where you call out people. You're just going to have to, you know what? Everybody talks about education this, education that, all over these internet platforms, but what they're really not doing is doing the education. A lot of it, all this education extends to MCs. Okay. Well, maybe you should talk about it in a real sense. Maybe instead of shying away from telling a club story, what they went through, the characters involved, You know, you should be telling that story. You shouldn't be backing away from it. Because when you tell that story, or tell a story of an event that happened, you're letting people know that, hey, these guys were the real deal. These other ones that are just throwing on diamonds and calling themselves outlaw bikers, they're not up to par, if you will, with what you know. That's education. That's explaining the scene as it should be explained. Is there stuff that clubs are embarrassed that happened or don't want to talk about? Yes. But at the same time, it is educational for people that are coming to these platforms to know. It has nothing to do with bashing one club or another. It has nothing to do with putting a club in a bad light. It's there to show people true 1% biker clubs earned it. They earned it through their blood. They earned it through their sweat. They earned it through their tears. They earned it burying brothers. They earned it freaking going behind bars, and then they earned it making sure those that were behind bars had their commissary, had their letters. They took care of them people. It wasn't they were handed it by another dominant. It wasn't all of a sudden you got a diamond on and you know everything and everything that has to do with the MC scene. It has nothing to do with any of that. If you truly want people educated on the scene, you go through the history of it. The good and the bad. I was going to do some flat tracking stuff today, but, you know, a half hour really ain't that much time. You know that? I just thought about it. A half hour is not that much time when you're trying to cover something like this in a segment. It's like you need 2 or 3 freaking hours to, you know, go over what you're trying to convey to everybody. So hopefully I'll get into the flat track stuff in the next video segment, or I'll do it as a standalone segment. We're going to be doing some standalones too, because I got to get out of this damn studio. I know I love radio, but I don't love it this damn much. But anyway, don't forget to head on over to the radio station right now, MotorcycleMadhouseRadio.com. To hear the live version of the rest of the show. Now, you can go on all the podcasting platforms because the whole show in its entirety is over there. And you can hear the reruns. You know, if you only listen to this part but never got to listen to the second part, it's all in one. We're over on iHeartRadio, Spotify, iTunes. That's where this is where we began, was radio. This is where we love to be. We also got the country station now in Discord. Some people didn't like on the rock, so we got a rock and a country damn station. There ain't no pop rock on this freaking country station at all, man. This is old school type of deals, man. But anyway, we got China Dow right now in the studio, and we're about to have some fun. Yesterday's segment was the Truth and Dare. Then we have some IQ tests for her. She don't do too good on the IQ test, but what woman does? Anyway, man, we're going to get out of here, man, and I'll see you over there.
Class rock.
It's like Cap'n Crunch, honeycomb, and raisin bran. All in one bowl.
Part of this nutritious breakfast.
You're listening to Motorcycle Madhouse Radio, WMMR-DB Rockford. And how you guys doing? Welcome to this segment of the show. Hopefully you learned something over on the first segment over there on YouTube. Make sure you guys share that video with everyone. I think I just got tired of all the bullshit and had to put it out there. regarding these new pop-up 1% clubs or ones that got their diamond from another diamond. And you always say, how the fuck is that possible? But anyway, I got China Doll in the house right now. That old bag right here in the studio. She's already got me going this morning, man. Because, you know what? I'm trying to listen to the segment. And I'm trying to take some notes and talk to other people. And she just don't shut up. So I had a snap this morning. You know, my apologies for that. But I had a snap, man, because, you know, when I'm doing my job, I don't like, you know, hearing from a blonde freaking airhead at that point in time. So how are you doing, China Doll?
Rude. I'm fine. You're so mean.
Well, you know, that's the thing. Even last night. You know, here I am getting into the Mighty Ducks, you know, this new series with Emilio Estevez, and she don't shut up. It's like, dude, I'm trying to watch this damn thing. Why don't you ever shut up during a movie or a series? It's like, dude, really, what is with you?
I don't know, because I just kept telling you, keep watching, and the next episode it gets better. Because I already saw it.
Yeah, you already saw it, so why the hell do you have to ruin it for me?
I didn't ruin it. I didn't tell you what was going to happen. I just said, hey, when you watch this specific episode, you're going to be like, no fucking way. And guess what? You were like, no fucking way.
Yeah, but I could have used, you know, the build-up to it, you know, without having to hear your voice.
Wow, God.
That's just like when you're in a movie theater. You never shut up. It's like, you know what, I just paid freaking $10 to get in here to watch a movie, and I gotta hear your blonde airhead.
Mean.
You know, and you know what's even worse? We're gonna hit China Doll today, man, because Hollywood's in that mood.
Oh, God.
You know what? At the Rumble, I'm gonna tell you guys one thing about China Doll. She interrupts you when you're talking. She don't know how to shut up and listen. She just wants to talk, 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 talk. She'll try to finish your sentence. That's China Doll. I guess they lost audio. Let me go in there and fix it. Go figure, man. You know what? That's one of them deals. Let me go in there and fix it up. Keep on talking, China.
Oh, my God. I'm going to talk about myself because I'm amazing.
Yeah, right.
I'm the best thing in the world that's ever happened. I do not interrupt everybody all the time.
Well, who do you,
Just you.
Just me.
Yeah, just you. Any better yet, people?
We should have it right
can
there.
Can you hear me now?
All you have to do, guys, is if you lose video, we got our managers in there. They should know how to turn it right back on. But anyway, that is China Doll.
I'm weird. I can't help it. I'm awesome.
Why do you interrupt people?
Why not? Because when they say something that I get it, and it's like, oh my God, yeah, exactly. So I gotta interrupt. It's how I roll.
Don't you think that pisses off people?
Probably. I'll stop doing it.
I really hope so. How about stop talking during the damn freaking...
During TV and movies? I'm sorry.
And you know what's another thing that really gets to me? It's Bitch at China Doll Day today.
Why? God, what the hell? Who peed in your Wheaties?
You did.
I did not. I didn't even make you breakfast yet.
You peed in my Wheaties by freaking coming in here during my first segment and talking to me.
Oh my God, I just asked you one simple question and I already knew the answer because, duh, I was talking to people on Discord.
So why did you ask if you knew the answer?
I don't know. Because you said something to me, and when you say something to me, I guess I should respond. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes.
Sometimes?
Yeah. Why? Why are you so grouchy?
So when you're at the Rumble, guys and gals, you'll notice that. And what you have to do is tell her to pause.
Put me on pause. Yes, I have a pause button.
You do. Just hit the pause button.
Uh-uh. I'll be quiet at the Rumble. How's that?
That would be awesome. You know, and then she's on me last night. You know, because my knee has been killing me.
Yeah.
Killing me.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, if the weather is bad, you know, it shouldn't be that bad. No, my knee is fucked.
I did not say that.
I did a lot of heavy lifting with weights and stuff. I'm going to get back to it next week. You know, I'm not going to go as hardcore as I did. But what did you do?
I said that you should get your knee checked before you go back to lifting so you don't screw it up anymore.
No,
that when the weather's nice, your knee, if it is arthritis, shouldn't be hurting as much. And you said it's hurting all the time. I said, well, then what if there's an issue where it's more than just arthritis? You need to go get it checked because you're not going to go and screw up the rumble for me and not be able to hold your bike up because your knee's
messed
up.
There it is. There it is.
You're not going to go and ruin it to where I have to go in a car.
She did not care about the pain Hollywood is going through.
No, I was worried about whether or not I'm going to be on the back of a bike for the rumble. Just saying.
How fucked up is that, guys? All she's worried about is a fucking motorcycle, and my knee's killing me. I'm like, it's blown, I think.
I told you, get a check.
Don't give me I told you to get a check. You are a viper. You wonder why I am in the mood I'm in. Because you told me to fuck myself, fuck my health. You'd rather be on the fucking back of a bike.
Well, we're going on a ride, so yeah, I want to be on the back of a bike. Duh.
And I pain through it.
I know. So
you don't
get it checked. Get a cortisone shot or something.
I don't need no cortisone bullshit.
Come on, get a shot up. You got this.
You have no empathy.
Yeah, I do.
No, you do not.
I do too. When it's necessary.
When it's necessary.
Yes, but see, last night it was all about China, not Hollywood. And you got all mad and left the room.
No, I got mad because you cared more about that than getting my fucking knee fixed.
I've been telling you before I even said anything about that last night.
Don't try to bullshit these people. Don't try to do it.
Whatever.
You fucking moron, you.
What? I'll be on the back of a bike if your knee's messed up. It's fine. I'll just get on someone else's.
It don't matter that Hollywood's knee is blown up like a balloon.
No, it don't matter that China's hip is messed up.
China, you're always complaining about your hip, but you never go get seen.
Nope.
So, shut up.
There's a difference.
That's the problem with you women.
No, there's a difference. You have insurance. I do not. So, go get your shit checked.
Anyway, right after our music break, we're going to get into some serious subjects again. And one of the big things is cops are always fucking with bikers, calling them all kinds of criminals and stuff. And I said, you know what, enough's enough. I'm going to look up a study of how many cops get busted for sexual assault each year. And you're going to be amazed by how many are exactly busted for that crime.
Ew.
Who's alive? slide. Life away, let me go.
In
France, in Belgium, in Germany, and all over the world.
And even in,
who would believe this, Sweden?
Quality rock.
You're listening to Motorcycle Madhouse Radio, WMMR-DB Rockford.
Oh yeah, we're back. And you know what? I got a new favorite judge out there. And I really don't have a favorite judge per se, but this guy just made it to the top of my fucking list, baby. There was a judge who erupted when an attorney tried to use the race card to get his client off. You guys got to listen to this.
With unarmed black men being killed
don't
by police.
Don't hand me that. Don't
him
hand me
running
that.
From shots being
don't
fired
even go
is
down
a very
that road.
Reasonable
I'm not going to let you go down that road. That is so off base. We've got a young man, I don't care what color he is, he's in a neighborhood he doesn't live in, at 1:41 in the morning, hiding on someone under somebody's dock in the water with a holster on after a police officer had a shot taken at him. Don't hand me this. He's a black man running from police brutality. Look, that is not appropriate in this case. That's not there. I'm not going to let you poison this case with bringing in something that has nothing to do with it. Your bond's $100,000 on count three and $100,000 on count four. Thank you.
Ouch! Damn. What do you think about that one? Damn. You know what? It's amazing how the backlash is starting to occur in this country right now against all this race shit. That judge just went mic drop on his ass.
Hell yeah. He said, I ain't gonna hear about the race car, the black.
No.
Damn right.
I bet every damn lawyer in this country is trying to use that defense right now. Just like that woman that we seen calling that Latino cop a murderer.
Yeah, and that's like everywhere now, that video.
People are sick and tired of it. They are done with this shit.
I'm telling you. It's like, that's just like we've said, I don't know how many times, with newspaper articles and these people writing newspaper, they have to put the race of the person in the article.
Right.
Why?
Because they want to drum up some bullshit is what they want to do. You know what? The facts are that more white people are killed by cops every year than blacks.
Yeah, 100%. I don't know how many times you pulled those facts up.
But you have these white liberals on the coast that, by the way, guys, live in mansions trying to tell us what we're doing wrong.
This is ridiculous.
So to hear this judge say, you know what, fuck you, enough of this shit. I don't care if he's white, black, or whatever it was. He was hiding under a dock with a holster after a cop just got a freaking shot thrown at him.
Yep.
So you're not going to let this be poisoned with this race card bullshit or police brutality crap.
Exactly.
I think this country is really starting to wake up and getting really sick of it. You know what's funny? Coca-Cola. You know how they came out about that, that voting law restricts black people's right to vote. For one, they're always calling black people dumbasses. That's basically what they're saying, that you can't have, they can't get a hold of an ID. They're calling blacks dumb. And over 70% of blacks in a poll said, you know what, we want that. We want our elections secure.
But these liberals play that race card so much that it's been watered down. Kind of like the diamond on the East Coast. It's been watered down because nobody wants to hear it anymore.
Oh, that's just like the thing that we were talking about last week, I think it was, with the they're in the process of banning all menthol cigarettes. Well, they're blaming it on black people.
Yeah, they're blaming it on black people. Can you believe that shit?
Saying they have a higher risk for heart attack and this, that, and the other thing because of menthol cigarettes. I'm sorry, but black people are not the only people that
I smoked
smoke menthol.
That was our neighborhood. We smoked Newport Box.
More than 50% of the customers that come into my work smoke menthol, and they're white. Just saying.
But it looks like we may be turning a corner in this country right now, and damn right it's about time, because I'm getting tired of hearing how whitey sucks.
Oh, and the best part, the ban on menthol today, I read they're blaming Biden.
You know what? He's such a slug. I cannot stand 100%, that fucking guy.
They said it's Biden. Biden did what the quote that I read was, Biden is doing what Trump and Obama couldn't, putting a ban on menthol cigarettes.
Well, you know what? They do not understand these stupid asses and this fucking government. And I have to blame it on the baby boomers, because sometimes you're just fucking dumb. Anytime you try to make something illegal, it creates a black market, you assholes, and people get hurt at that point. Prohibition, that showed us everything we needed to know about the underworld. You ban something, we make money on it.
Mm-hmm.
So what is in their logic? If people want to do something, they're going to do it.
Exactly. So if within the next year or two, when they're claiming this ban on tobacco for menthol is going to happen, doesn't mean they ain't going to still do it.
Could you imagine if they tried to ban cigarettes?
Like altogether?
It'd be another prohibition.
Oh, yeah. You know how many people just spend the money to buy it up? And let me tell you, man, cartons ain't cheap. Not here in Illinois.
No, I'm talking, you know what, all kinds of shit. It'd be coming in from Canada, Mexico, just like drugs are, and people are going to get killed over it.
Mm-hmm.
Because these morons think they know better than you what you should be doing with yourself.
Which they don't. We are our own people. We know what we want to do with our lives. Leave us alone.
So, that's true. Leave us alone. Problem is, you get these people that keep voting for these son of a bitches. And then, after everything goes down, they cry about it.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like those carpetbaggers I talk about all the time. You know, we lost the House seat in Illinois. And the reason why we lost the House seat in Illinois is because everybody's fucking moving out of here. The population is gone, almost.
Oh, yeah.
But when they move to places like Texas or Georgia, they bring the same shit with them.
Mm-hmm.
They keep on voting for the same shit that got them to move out of their state in the first place.
Yeah, because they'll leave their state and go to another state and bring their shit there and start all over.
It just don't make no damn sense to me.
No, but did you know that they're claiming that Illinois is the most moved, you know, people move from here the most lately?
Here and New York.
Yeah.
And California.
Yeah.
And what does that have in common? They're liberal fucking states. It's just it's an extreme joke, if you ask me, that people actually bring what they hated with them. So it's about time somebody stood up, and that video is going viral right now, of that judge smacking down that lawyer.
Yeah, along with the video of the...
Along with that other one.
The video of the lady calling the Hispanic cop a murderer.
I believe,
that's everywhere.
You know what? I believe that they're creating more racism by the shit they're pulling today than there was back then.
You think so?
They're making it where people don't like them.
Well, yeah, because they're blaming everything on someone else instead of taking responsibility for their own shit. You don't have to put, it was a Hispanic person, it was a black person, it's because of the black person. It's the white person, it's this, who cares? Leave it alone. They're just, all you're doing is causing race wars.
Well, you know what? It could come down to that, man, and it's going to come down on the coast because people are sick and tired of it. It's just plain and simple. They're sick and tired of this kind of shit happening all over the place.
You know, it's like, I hope there are more judges that are like that judge and specifically, you know, tell whoever's in front of them, you know, we're not going by the race card here.
Mm-hmm.
This is what occurred. This is what's going to happen.
Is there police brutality? Yeah, shit, bikers see it all the time, man, when they're thrown on the fucking ground face first. But that don't mean that you keep on using that as a poor me fucking card.
Yeah, which that seems to be the case.
Now, if you're in a, you know what, let's take Englewood, Chicago, and those that are from Chicago know what I'm talking about with Englewood. It's a war zone there. So, how are you going to cry about there is a gap between prison arrests, you know, where you go and do time in prison?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's majority African Americans. Okay, why? Why is that? Because you're committing the damn crimes.
Exactly.
It has nothing to do with white, black, Hispanic. That's what you're doing. Your neighborhood's a fucking war zone.
Yeah, that's one neighborhood in Illinois I won't go through.
I remember when I was on the L with China Dow.
Mm.
She was all worried and shit, and to me it was just another day. But we were going past the south side, and I was like, you know what? They just need to drop a damn bomb. And I hate to say that about Chicago because I love Chicago. But it has gotten so bad in Chi-Town that it's a joke.
Yeah. Well, and the sad part is now they're moving out to, like, our area, like in Rockford.
Right.
So now Rockford's going down the
box. Oh, Rockford's an armpit, man.
It's like down. They're turning out to, like, be a mini Chicago.
Right.
Just saying. There's a lot of town. A lot of places I won't go unless I'm with Hollywood. Between Rockford and Chicago. One of those two towns, I will not go through specific areas unaccompanied without Hollywood. I will not do it.
And it's not supposed to be that way, but it is what it is. The north side's still good in Chicago. The east is the Gold Coast, man. You got all them fucking yuppies. And then the south and west side, man, not so good, man. Not so good. And that's, you know what? I blame it on the residents because they keep on letting these freaking so-called representatives. They live in mansions, these people. You look at Maxine Waters, she's the ugliest fuck I've ever seen, and she's got a big mouth. She don't even live in the district that she represents. She lives on the top of the hill in a nice house and shit, while her district's in a war zone ghetto. And she's been there 20 years and hasn't done a damn thing for anybody?
Oh, of course.
So why do you keep voting for her? See, that's what, it just amazes me.
All these people that hold specific office and they don't do anything for the district that they represent. They just let it keep going. Just let it keep going because they don't care.
So why do you think that these rich liberal prick assholes use this all the time? What kind of mission are they really on? You have to ask yourself this. It's like, you're white. What the fuck is wrong with you? But you're over here trying to say everybody else should be ashamed of that. But you got the money. You're living in a castle. And you think you know what's right for everybody else.
Yeah, you've got like 30 bathrooms where we're lucky if people have one in their house.
But you're bashing your own self. It just don't make sense. That's why I watched Scooter Tramp Scotty the other day. And he was talking about the news. You know, I don't get my news anymore from freaking mainstream media. I won't even look at it anymore. I go on to third-party creators like Tim Pool. There's a lot of good stuff from Dan Bongino. I don't look at that shit anymore because it's nothing but propaganda and lies. Nobody trusts them. CNN is a joke. Half their audience is gone now. That should tell you people are sick and tired of you. And then they cry and whine when they're getting laid off. I won't watch them. You notice I only watch Netflix or something once in a while? But I'll never turn on the cable part.
No, you don't.
Because I can't stand it anymore.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I don't want... We don't even have regular TV. Well, we do, I mean...
You can get the channels.
We have the we have the channels, but we're too busy on, like, Netflix, Hulu, Disney, all those.
That's because you don't have to listen to the bullshit that they're trying to push on people.
No, you don't have to be interrupted by... This breaking news!
And it's all propaganda bullshit.
Yeah.
So I was very happy that this judge did this.
That's kind of... That is cool. We're not going to play that card.
Yeah, we're not going to play that card. I'm not going to let you poison this case off of this bullshit. Because that's probably...
The judge has flat out said he
no,
don't
No, that's
don't
probably
care.
What that attorney was trying to do was get his face in the media for the next George Floyd bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny with the George Floyd case. There was a juror that lied. And he might get a new trial because this stupid son of a bitch attended BLM protests and lied on his jury questionnaire.
Nice. So now this guy could possibly get the first, you know, have to
you know
do
what,
this
that,
all over again.
You know what? I believe in fair trials. And even if he was a cop, that was not a fair trial. They were being threatening. They were worried about riots breaking loose. And the judge is a freaking prick because he should have moved. If anything, that trial should have been moved somewhere else. But no. Everybody wants the spotlight on this shit.
Oh, yeah. They got to make a name for themselves.
And it's disgusting. When we come back, we're going to talk about cops and, you know... Them putting their peckers where it shouldn't be.
Ew.
Just shaking hands. Just shake your body, make it twice as hard. judge is going easy cause he paid for a chest. Yeah, he loves his little naughty wicked witch of the west. Far too pretty to be given a cheat. That's why she's making six figures working 3 days a week. Yeah, she'd even break a promise in the promise to land. She didn't make it this far by just shaking hands.
In-depth look at the trials and tribulations of street gang and motorcycle club life. This isn't the run-of-the-mill book that doesn't get the goods. This book will go into detail of events that actually happened. All materials in this book have been approved by those involved. There is nothing poetic, nor is there any price worth paying for the life we choose to live on the streets. James Hollywood Machikari, Brotherhood and Betrayal.
Every once in a while, we just have to say it.
Focus.
That's what I was thinking. Just focus. Whatever.
People do vote for radio stations.
Radio stations.
If you want modern rock.
WMMR DB Rock.
Offer.
Oh, yeah. We got a new stock of Brotherhood and Betrayal right now available for autographs. Make sure that you get a hold of China Dial if you're out of the jurisdiction of the lower 48 states for the shipping cost on there. I can't believe how much shipping cost is to a different country, man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
My problem is I think like back in the 80s, like nothing was expensive. I got to get out of that way of thinking. But anyway, some concern over the vaccines. And I don't understand why. There's people that are saying, see, people are dying and they even had the vaccine. The problem is it's just 0.01% of the fully vaccinated people are known to have caught the virus. I think the Moderna is, 95% effective? It's not 100%.
Nothing is 100%.
No. But a 0.01 is pretty damn good.
I'd say so.
And a lot of people that are catching it are very elderly people. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
It's not like it's our age or any of that. And they got some pretty bad underlying conditions.
Mm-hmm. And if they are our age, it's because they have underlying conditions.
Mm-hmm. Now, they're called breakthrough infections. But again, that's because they're not 100% effective.
Right.
You know, nothing in life is 100%.
No.
So... You know, it's probably going to become like the flu shot where you got to get it every year. But, I'm still glad I got it. I'm still glad. So, yeah. Made it through my two. You made it through your two. How do you feel about it?
I'm going to say I was like a lot of people. I didn't want to get it done in the beginning either.
Mm-hmm.
But then with the possibility of them trying to throw restrictions on this, that, and the other thing, like... You know, the airlines want to do something where you have to have, your COVID card and this, that. So I'm like, you know what? What's the big deal? You know, personally, I'd rather get the vaccine and not get the actual full-blown COVID.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, yeah, you can still catch it, but it's just not as bad then after.
Right. Well, let's talk about some other serious business here. This is a serious business show. Police officers in the U.S. were charged with more than 400 rapes.
Ew.
400 rapes. Now, I usually talk about this on the first segment over on YouTube, where I say for every crime that they claim a biker commits, I define 10 with them. And they come back and say, well, there's a lot more police officers than there are bikers. Problem is, bikers do not take an oath to uphold the law. Cops do.
Exactly.
But now, and they've always have used their position of power to commit rapes. You know, I knew Chicago cops that would, and they were known for this. If they pulled over somebody that was hot, they would either plant something on them, or they would say, give me a blowjob.
You want to be out of this ticket? You do me a favor, or I'll do you a favor.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
They were pretty bad in Chicago, especially in the 90s, with what they did to women. They would. They say, okay, your taillight's out, or you're going 5 miles an hour over, got to search your car, and pull her out. Next thing you know, there's a bag of cocaine.
Yeah, or something.
And they put her in a position where she had the choice. She could fight it and cost thousands of dollars, or they put her on her knees.
Mm-hmm.
It was a sad state of affairs.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
And this happens all over the country.
And how many of them actually get away with it is pathetic.
They all get away with it, mm-hmm. except the ones that really push back.
Are stupid. And get caught.
Police charges accused of sexually assaulting a woman he had pulled over. Police say that Ryan Macklin was on duty at the time. The woman went to the authorities immediately after the incident. And police are concerned, though, that there could be other victims.
information that leads us to believe that there may be additional issues, and that's why I'm asking all facets of our community to take this seriously and take a look.
Well, Macklin's been on the Prince George County PD for 6 years, and we've not heard from him or his representatives.
Yeah. You know what, where they really get caught up is when they actually have sex. It's not the oral shit, because a lot of women will blow that off. They'll feel violated and stuff. But it's the sex where they can get proof of what happened.
Oh, yeah.
400. That is amazing of a number, don't you think?
That is. 400?
400 people. Now, a former UP sheriff, this is in the Upper Peninsula, this is a sheriff's deputy, he's facing 11 more felony sexual assault charges. Brian Helfert, former sergeant up there, was arraigned, and this just happened on April 30th, on 11 counts, 4 counts of first-degree criminal sexual conduct, which involve penetration and comes with a max penalty of life, 3 counts of third-degree criminal sexual conduct, assault with intent to commit penetration, child sexual abuse activity, gross indecency between males, whatever that is, a sexual delinquent person notice was also filed against him. The charges stem from a series of alleged incidences between Helfert and a victim from April 2013 to December 2019. Wow.
That's a few months.
That's a couple years. 6 years.
2019, you said?
Yes. April of 2013 to December of 2019.
Oh, geez.
So that means he was continually on this person that whole time. He was 57 years old when he was sentenced in December to 6 months in jail, 5 years of probation, and 25 years as a registered sex offender. That's all he got.
Why? Because he's a cop?
Until these other charges were brought forth.
So those were brought up after the fact.
57 years old. It was probably a kid. He pleaded guilty to that charge in exchange for dropping 2 counts of third-degree criminal sexual conduct. The victim was 15 years old.
15.
15, and the abuse occurred from 2016 to 2019 on this one.
Jesus.
He was 57 years old.
And the person was 15.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, uh-huh. You sick bastard. God. All about authority figure. You can just pull that badge out and do whatever.
That's scary stuff.
That makes you not want to be alone in your own freaking car.
With the cop. Again, in Chicago, it was well known the cops that did it.
So gross.
But because of the blue wall, they wouldn't say nothing.
No, they don't rat each other out.
And they got away with this kind of stuff. So, for them to bash on bikers all the time, that they're criminal.
They should bash on themselves.
Maybe they should look in the mirror, don't you think?
I think so, 100%. They need to look in the mirror. Because, you know what? There's more... They claim there's more cops than there are bikers. Well, then that means there's more cops doing wrong than there are bikers.
Yes, and they try to play these percentage games. Well, only 2 or 3% of cops are bad. Well, that 2 or 3% adds up to a lot of fucking cops.
And that 2 or 3% shouldn't even be there. They're cops.
But the other ones cover for them.
Of course.
And then they wonder why people are pissed off at them.
So sad. Man, officer friendly, keep your shit in your pants.
And that's one of the biggest crimes that I cover on them is sexual assaults.
Just write the ticket and call it a day. Get sexual back in abuse. Your car.
57 years old with a 15. What is that?
It's disgusting is what it is. I think I threw up in my mouth. That's sick.
Why do people do that kind of stuff? What is their thinking behind it?
It's all about power.
You don't even know what the hell they're thinking.
It's a power trip.
Well, yeah, it's a power trip, but how do you even...
Oh, I'm sure that if he gets nailed on it, they're going to pull... His attorneys will probably pull some crap, like, I was abused as a child.
No, what happens... Yeah, you see some of these cops being held accountable in the media, but it has to do with, you know, excessive force. But most of the time, you don't hear about these cases.
Oh, hell no. They keep that as far under wraps as possible. They ain't going to let that kind of crap slip out.
No. And most of the time, they get away with this shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, there was a cop here in town, and he didn't, like, do anything sexual, but he used to beat his woman.
Hmm.
And he got away with it for years, and he finally, I mean, it caught up with him a couple years ago, and he got sentenced to jail. So it's like, but look how many years he got away with doing it before.
And the other cops let it happen.
Yeah, they didn't do nothing about it.
Was it a city one?
It was Rockton. It was our town.
And they didn't do a fucking thing, and they knew this was happening the whole time.
Yeah, from my understanding, there were not all of them knew. There were a couple of them that knew.
Even a couple that knew was too much.
Yeah, because he'd come back with he'd make smart comments, like if they pulled a female over, well, if she talked to me like that, I'd backhand her. I mean, that's a hint of what,
right?
He would hint around. I mean, they would see his woman in public, and
but she never would say anything.
No, she wouldn't,
because he was a cop.
Yep, and figured, I'm not going to say anything because other cops
ain't going to believe me.
No, so what she ended up doing was going to state police. Mm-hmm. She skipped county and went to state police.
Yeah, because, you know, you got to go to a different organization for them to open up a case.
Yep, so the last time it happened, which was a few years ago, she contacted the state police instead of the local police. And he got busted.
What did he go down for?
Domestic violence.
And how long did he do?
I think he was only sentenced to a year or two, to my understanding. But he's no longer allowed to be a cop. And, yeah. But he moved out of the town. He's no longer in this area.
So what did the cops say about him?
They acted stupid, like they didn't know what was going on.
And now what are they saying after this?
Oh, now they're like, he was an ass. Da, da, da.
What was his name?
I don't remember. I'd have to look it up.
Yeah, you're going to have to look that up.
He was actually, and the sad part of it was with him is he was the cop that was working at the high school.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so.
I wonder if somebody can beat his ass now.
If they can find him, nobody knows where he lives
he
now.
He left. He got out of town, huh?
Yeah, he's gone. He's gone after he served his time in county.
In Winnebago
luxury resort.
Right.
You know, he left
town.
They should
have sent him to Cook County, see how he would have felt.
I'm surprised with the Illinois State being involved, he didn't get sent there, to be honest with you.
No, he's in the district for
Winnebago. But he's in Winnebago, but...
But if he went into Cook County, dude, he would have got fucking, yeah.
Yeah, he wouldn't have been, No. He wouldn't have been in the luxury resort of Winnebago County.
Well, sad state of affairs, man. But, you know, like I said, every time they blame bikers for something, I can find something just with them alone. So don't throw rocks is what I say. Anyway, I'll be on tonight with Rockin' with Hollywood at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. Doing some fun, listening to some music, and the whole nine yards. China Doll will be at work, so maybe she'll drop on by. If not, she'll probably be on the Zeno app. Don't forget to download that Zeno app, and also get your copy of Brotherhood and Betrayal. It is available for signature for only $20, includes shipping and all that good stuff. Or you can get it on Amazon or any major type of deal. So, with that, I'm outie.
Bye.
Bye-bye.